The following pre-recorded program, paid for by Apartment Water Solutions, LLC, does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of this station.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining in Multifamily Matters. We are the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. We have a great show today with a wonderful power panel of industry experts and movers and shakers who we're going to discuss the topic of today's show. Now, as most management personnel in the multifamily industry know, water is one of the largest expenses at a property. And according to Circle of Blue's 2016 annual survey, the nation's average price of water has climbed 48% since 2010. Aside from cost, those interested in reducing their carbon footprint also know that water conservation is a crucial way for your property to do its part using our planet's resources responsibly. So whether your motivation is financial, conscientious, or both, there are plenty of reasons to focus on using less water. So our topic today is, why is water conservation so important to the multifamily industry and to a multifamily property? Joining us on our power panel of experts is Houston Apartment Association past president and Hall of Fame recipient Sue Ann Tinsley, who is founding partner at Dayrise Residential. Also joining the panel will be longtime industry veteran Darlene Donovan. And rounding out the panel will be Taylor Leach, president and co-founder of EconServe Water Conservation Solutions. So welcome, everybody, to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to start out by just discussing why water conservation is important to the multifamily industry. And Taylor, I want to ask you first, since that's your business, what are you seeing as a trend across the country in multifamily as far as why people are starting and have been and continuing to emphasize and concentrate on water conservation at their multifamily properties?
Yeah, sure, Paul. So I've been doing this for roughly 20 years of my life. And when I got into the industry roughly 20 years ago, water conservation was simply a pretty barbaric way to save water on apartment properties, including just putting bricks in toilets and that sort of thing. And there was no real science behind it. And it was hard to measure. And primarily, the issue was that the water cost at an apartment property just wasn't all that significant. And over the last 20 years, we've seen municipalities have to rebuild their infrastructure. And of course, they've had to raise the water and sewer rate to help increase revenue so that they can afford to make those improvements. And so over the last 20 years, we've seen a real increase in demand and in technology so that we can, A, track water consumption at sites and save water so that we can reduce the cost, to the owners. So kind of the first reason, obviously, is an increase in water and sewer rates. Sort of secondly, there is, and more recently has become, incentive from lenders or, banks primarily, to incentivize owners to make improvements at their site, just to, as you mentioned, to reduce their sort of carbon footprint. And therefore, owners are incentivized through lending packages to make these improvements. So those are kind of the two largest reasons.
Okay. And so, Ann, what have you seen over the years? Taylor mentioned practices that were kind of crude back in the day of putting bricks in toilets. How have you seen over the years water conservation attitudes change?
Well, I tell you what, Paul, over the years, what we have seen is that the residents were not charged back for water. So it was not high on the priority list. As owners started to individually meter their new properties and some that were older, and we started to bill back the water, it became very important. It's a very hot topic on our sites. We deal with our residents. Any complaints that they have as water bills might spike month over month, year over year. So it's very important as the residents have become responsible for their share of the water usage.
And how does water conservation play into making your residents happier, assuming, number one, that they're paying for their portion of the water? Obviously, if they're getting the benefit of financial savings because of conservation, that's one thing. But what are your thoughts on that, darling?
Well, you know, definitely residents are always going to be happy when they can save money. And, you know, the hardest part, you know, to piggyback off of what Sue Ann said, is it's a very complicated formula to be able to sit down with a resident and to explain to them different spikes. So I think what we have to do is focus on not only educating our on-site team members to understand how to explain those spikes and those variances, and to just better educate our residents on what they can do to help reduce their personal costs.
And Sue Ann, do your residents at your properties, obviously they don't have an unlimited budget, so is there any particular time where the water rates continue to increase where you can't charge them what would normally be their share of the water?
Well, you can't charge on a certain tax credit property. You cannot bill back the residents for their water. So, as Darlene said, really to educate all residents is very important, just so that they can contribute to the overall plan of saving and the goal of saving on the water. Mm-hmm. As you're aware, I think, Paul, we have one property that has gone through the conservation program, and our water bills were literally cut by 40%. So our residents were very happy. It's a property that we just acquired approximately 6 months ago in South Dallas. So we've had great success with EconServe and the program that we implemented.
Good. And Taylor, as far as what drives water conservation in different parts of the country, for instance, I know EconServe works all over the country. And Sue Ann and Darlene have been involved in properties around the country. What do you see in water rates that drives water conservation?
Yeah, so obviously in markets or in municipalities that have had rising rates over the last few years, it becomes more of a priority for owners to figure out a way to try to keep their utility expense flat. And it certainly is a challenge. And to be honest, I mean, we only see water rates going higher from here, again, in large part because of the infrastructure improvement that's required. I mean, you know, in the State of the Union, the president talks about the need for improved infrastructure. And a part of that improved infrastructure is running sewer lines and making these improvements to the municipalities to, one, ensure that we have a safe drinking water supply. And of course, two, to make sure that, you know, once we do improve the infrastructure, that it's made to last. So that all of that means a rise in rates in order to pay for that. So I see a rise coming, and of course, that obviously puts, you know, conservation at the forefront of everybody's mind. And also, to kind of piggyback on what Sue Ann and Darlene had said before, changing resident behavior and educating residents about water and the cost of water and sort of, you know how to manage that is a very, very difficult task. You know, we always had sort of a saying in water conservation is that, you know, we never try to attempt to change resident behavior. We just try to make that behavior more efficient. The reality is going forward, it's going to have to be a combination of both. It's going to have to be a combination of education at the resident level and, of course, conservation at sort of the fixture level.
Yeah. And, Darlene, before when we were talking, you had mentioned that your background with conservation, a lot of it has been through the education of the residents. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did for that?
Absolutely. A few years back, I remember the city of Houston had a rebate program, and with that rebate program, we really worked on our tax credit communities because those are the communities where you find the least amount of conservation. And it really was about educating the residents to, you know, scrape their food off in the trash instead of using water to rinse their food. Not hand washing dishes, but to actually use their dishwasher because it uses less water. Reporting leaks to the office. In addition to that, you know, we had maintenance highly involved to ensure that they were inspecting for leaks and toilets that were running every time that they completed a work order. So that coupled with education really helped a lot of property owners overall receive rebates back in, I believe it was 2011, 2012.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there are municipalities around the country that do offer some type of rebates. It's something that's, there's no rhyme or reason to how they do it, but or when they do it, but there are, and we always, I would think, would recommend that you check with the municipality to see what they might offer. And we're gonna wrap up this first segment. I want to let you know that there are other ways to listen to our show other than live on Business 1110 KTEK. You can live stream it on the Business KTEK website. You can also listen on Fridays on iHeartRadio and as well as the Business KTEK app. And you can go to our website, multifamilyradio.com, and you can listen to any show that's archived in the future, and also go to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and follow us there. So we're going to go ahead and take a break now, and we'll be back after this short break to talk more about water conservation on Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen & Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
We're back, and we are discussing why water conservation is so important to the multifamily properties. Joining me in the studio is Sue Ann Tinsley with Day Rise Residential and longtime multifamily industry veteran Darlene Donovan. And we also have on the Multifamily Matters Hotline Taylor Leach, president and co-founder of eConserve. We were talking about the water rates and how that drives on a national basis, the need for conservation or the attitudes about conservation. And Taylor, I wanted you to kind of talk a bit about, since we're based in Houston with this show, what is the situation in Houston with the municipalities and the MUDs? And what do you find as being the differences in the water rates?
Sure, that's a great question, Paul. So Obviously Houston has grown over the years, and when communities were being developed, as a part of that development, they obviously had to create infrastructure, water, sewer, those sorts of things. And so in order to finance those particular infrastructure improvements, they set up these mud districts, okay? And these mud districts sold bonds so that in order to fund the streets and sewer lines and water, and these mud districts have their own way of billing for water and sewer. And so even though the city of Houston and the utility district of the city of Houston encompasses a large area, there are small pockets that have their own billing authority that manages that water supply, as well as the billing of that water. And so their rates can vary or fluctuate based on which mud district you're in. And so as you evaluate your particular site, you might find that your particular mud district has sort of a unique way to bill back for water and sewer. And as an example, one mud utility might have a flat rate system where you're paying a locked-in flat rate amount for each occupied or each vacant, whichever the case may be, unit for your particular site. Or they may be a consumption-driven utility charge as well. So there's obviously a lot of different ways that you can bill back a property for the water and sewer. You just have to check with your mud district to make sure that, one, it's your utility cost is based on consumption, and that if you actually do reduce the consumption at your site, that it actually saves money for the property.
Okay. Sam, you're...
One of the things that Taylor talked about that I'd like to piggyback on is we recently bought a new home in a mud district over in Tomball, and the cost of our water has increased from an average of $60 a month to $600. Mm. And Taylor, I'm assuming that's due to the new infrastructure that was added. It is a new subdivision. And would you agree to that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. So what happens in many cases, especially in a new development, where the developer is, at the beginning of the project, responsible for the kind of the lion's share of the water utility, as the developer begins to sell lots and sell real estate in that particular area, you'll begin to see the transition from the developer to the resident. And in many times, as that happens, you'll see kind of the utility district change the way, or an increase in rate structure, because obviously, the utility district has to fund the total cost, and you as a resident will bear more of that cost as the developer weans itself out or moves out of the development.
And Sue Ann, I was going to say it that with going from a $60 a month water bill to a $600, you probably need Taylor to take a look at what you're doing to see how you can serve.
Absolutely. I concur. And Taylor, I would like to talk to you after the radio show.
So we've established, I think, that water conservation is something that is important, and the attitudes have changed. I'm wondering, for both Sue Ann and Darlene, what do you see as how it can be used as a marketing tool for a property when you're either trying to retain your residents or you are trying to attract new residents?
Oh, I absolutely think that it is beneficial to sell any type of green aspect that you have on your community. We had a property in the Mueller area of Austin, and their sprinkler system used reclaimed water. And so definitely that's something that we sold on every tour with every renewal, because it is something that residents are becoming more conscious of, and they definitely want to know what we are doing as owners to make that bill for them a little bit more bearable.
Yeah.
Darlene, if I can tag on to what you said, we just bought two properties in Euless in the Dallas-Fort Worth markets, and they have reclaimed water program. And we do advertise that as well with bandit signs at the entrance to the properties.
Okay. And Taylor, what have you seen other people around the country do as far as using it as marketing tools?
Yeah, so absolutely. I have to agree with Darlene. Anything that is reducing, you know, consumption or any kind of improvement that an owner makes, I absolutely believe that residents find value in that. And what, as a resident of a community, you know, I want to know that the owner has, you know, sort of the is trying to reduce my costs or trying to reduce, you know, things that are costing me money. You know, I think a big part of being a resident in a community, sometimes you feel like you're handcuffed in terms of what things are going to cost you, right? And I think it's real valuable for the resident to know that the owner's doing what they can to keep expenses in line and lower. And I mean, you know, I think that's always a sales tool. And also, I mean, never mind the fact that when you get the new fixtures or you get, you know, something in the unit, I mean, it's always nice to have something new, bright and shiny, and also to know that it's high efficient, has a high efficiency standard is also, you know, nice as well.
And I'm wondering, Sue Ann, does the water conservation, you mentioned the property in Dallas where you're having a savings of 40%, is that something that you use when you are looking at comps for other properties in the area and be able to use that as a strategy to see that, hey, we've done this program and we're saving this money. Residents get the benefit of a portion of that savings. How does that work into your marketing?
That's a great question, Paul. One of the things that we look at on market surveys is certainly the energy efficient programs and who's eco-friendly and not, so that we can use that in our sales pitch and our advertising. As in, and I'm sure, Darlene, you can attest to that over the years, there are so many things that we now ask on market surveys that we didn't necessarily do when I was on site. So this is certainly something that we inquire about, and we want to position ourselves amongst our competitors in order to certainly sell our program.
Do you find that there is a certain demographic that is more concerned about efficiencies and sustainability and conservation? Is it an older demographic? Is it a younger demographic?
You know, I'd like to say it's an older demographic because I'm in that demographic, but unfortunately it's not. I'm seeing it more in our millennial demographic. They are just more in tune with the environment and, you know, what their world is going to look like when they hit my age.
Yeah.
Right. Good point. I just see that everyone is concerned with watching their bottom line. I mean, the salaries are not increasing compared to expenses. So I really think that it certainly touches every demographic and is, I think, on the forefront of everyone's mind as we all work each month to balance our budgets.
And I had somebody in the industry tell me that for every dollar you can save through conservation practices, that's a potential to increase rent. Is there a motivation from a financial standpoint to show more income on the rent side than on utility reimbursement side?
Absolutely. It increases, number one, the value of the property for the owners. So anytime that we can reduce any sort of cost and add rent back into the picture, you're creating more value for your owner.
Absolutely.
Okay. Taylor, what have you seen water conservation programs in general from a percentage standpoint on an annual basis been able to generate in financial savings for properties?
Yeah, so we see on average we're able to reduce your water utility expense generally anywhere between 30% and 55%, depending on kind of where we start or where the property starts in terms of consumption. So, I mean, we're able to see real significant savings just through, you know, simple water conservation measures.
All right, great. That's certainly something or nothing to sneeze at, I would think, is those types of percentages. And, Suanne, have you found that to be accurate as far as what you've seen?
Absolutely. I've been very thrilled with the programs that we have implemented. I think as Taylor was alluding to, or Paul, maybe it was you, that have been lender required. So I have certainly seen that on the last two acquisitions that we have, one in Dallas and one in Austin.
And how does that work exactly as far as what types of advantages are you getting when you purchase a property with the incentives? Taylor, do you know normally what the owner can get as far as the incentives?
Yeah, so generally through, there's two, you know, kind of two major programs, one through Fannie Mae, one through Freddie Mac, and they're both offering a reduction in rate, right? So they're, a 20 basis point reduction in rate, 20 to 40 basis point reduction in rate, and or they increase your LTV value on the site based on the, kind of pro forma reduction of cost.
Okay, so they get a couple advantages from doing that, and do they have to meet any specific goals?
Yeah, so generally speaking, they do an analysis on the front end to determine, what they feel like the opportunity for savings is, and their kind of threshold or requirement is roughly 20%.
Oh, well, that sounds easy enough based on the numbers you were talking about a couple of minutes ago.
Absolutely, yeah. No, water conservation is kind of the target area to get that 20% reduction. And in large part, I mean, there are other areas where you obviously can reduce your utility costs or consumption by 20%. But the cost to do a water conservation program is, you're getting your biggest bang for the buck and by doing that versus a solar program or something like that, which can be much more costly.
Yeah, and understandably so. And it sounds like it's also something that can be pretty quickly done and pretty easily done.
Yeah, absolutely. When we go look at a project from the time of acquisition to the time of, completion of the conservation plan can be, as quickly as 6 weeks. Generally, it probably takes, 90 to 120 days to have the total installation done.
Taylor, one of the things that I found in Dallas when we used your company is I believe that our entire program was installed within 2 months. Do you remember how long that took?
Yes, ma'am. It was about a two-month project. I mean, we generally, our company, we have different crews that go on to different sites. But, I mean, kind of the rule of thumb is we're installing anywhere between 15 and, 20 toilets a day. So kind of depending on the unit mix. I mean, but a good rule of thumb is probably 20 toilets a day when you're kind of doing the back of the napkin math to see how long it would take for us to implement a plan.
Right. This was a 536 unit property. So, but we have been extremely happy with our results.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I can hear that all day.
Well, we got to take a break. We will be right back. You're listening to Multifamily Matters on 1110 Business KTEK because multifamily matters. We'll be right back.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Okay, we're back with Multifamily Matters, and we are talking today about why water conservation is so important to a multifamily property. I'd like to take a moment before we get started to thank our exclusive sponsors, Ted W. Allen and Associates Insurance, EconServe, who provides multifamily water conservation solutions, and WaterLogic, the smarter way to water. So, Taylor, I know you've got a hard stop in a few minutes, so I wanted to make sure to ask you specifically, because we've talked about water conservation, but we haven't delved into the nuts and bolts of it. What do you do? How is it done? You know, what can people do for water conservation?
At EconServe, we start every program out with a free analysis. Okay, so what we do is we take a snapshot of your water and sewer consumption over the last 12 months. Based on that consumption, we kind of do some analysis and we have some benchmarks that we'll compare it to, and we determine whether or not a property could benefit from a water conservation program. And so if indeed that a property could benefit from a conservation program, we then offer our shared savings program, meaning we go into the property, we replace all the toilets, showerheads, aerators, fix all the drips or leaks at the site, make sure that, you know, there are no exterior hose bibs leaking or anything like that. And we implement that program at, again, 100% of our cost, and then we recoup that expense by sharing in the savings with the property owner until we've recouped the entire contract amount, and then, of course, you own everything and we go away. So benefit to an owner is that you get, one, an absolute analysis, and you know exactly where your property stands in terms of water consumption, and then there's no risk to the owner for the program. If we don't save you any money, you don't pay us anything. And if we do, we just share in that savings until we recoup the investment.
Well, it sounds simple enough. What do you find as far as drips and leaks? You mentioned that. I think some people in the industry probably think as far as at their properties, they have a pretty good handle on drips and leaks. But what do you find when you actually get into each unit and look around?
Yeah, so our target, generally speaking, is the unreported drip or leak, right? So, you know, at every site, obviously you have a maintenance team that handles leaks that are reported through the on-site staff. We go through every single unit, and while we're in there, we're checking all the shower manifolds, all the kitchen or bathroom sinks, making sure they're all working properly. And if obviously one isn't, we then make that repair while we're at the site. So our focus is really, you know, we say we're not in lieu of your current maintenance effort. We're just in addition to your current maintenance effort. And so I would say, you know, I mean, I don't know what the statistics are, to be honest, of what's reported and what's unreported. But I would say, generally speaking, we go on the sites and we make a significant impact in terms of, you know, repairing drips and leaks.
What is the single largest contributing factor or device or fixture to water waste where conservation can make the most difference?
The simple answer is the toilet, right? So making the improvement, going to a high efficiency toilet, is kind of the single biggest improvement that you can make to impact your water bill. And in part, that's because, you know, today when you go buy a shower head, generally speaking, you're buying a high efficiency shower head. Or when you put aerators on your faucets, generally speaking, they're relatively low flow. So we see the biggest impact is the toilet. And, you know, a good rule of thumb is that one running toilet at your site is costing you roughly $100 a month. And so you can see that, multiply that over, I think, you know, the property we did for Sue Ann, I mean, you've got 560 toilets. Well, you know, a good portion of those just simply are running because no one's reporting that they are running.
Right.
So that's what can drive the cost. And then, of course, you have the efficiency improvement.
And talking about that efficiency improvement, if a owner or a company has a property that has that was built, let's say, in the 1980s or 1990s, what's the difference in the toilets that were there originally versus what can be installed today?
Yeah. So, and you'll have to forgive me. I can't remember the exact dates off the top of my head, but, you know, prior to, and I want to say it's 1996,
you know, generally toilets that were installed at sites were roughly 3.5 gallons or bigger per flush. Okay, so the tank size would hold about 3.5 gallons. You know, after 1996 construction, and I believe that's the date, there was a requirement federally that all toilets be 1.6 gallons or better. And then recently, like in 2016, there was a standard where the new standard is 1.28 gallons or a high efficiency standard going forward. The toilet needed to be 1.28 gallons or less in terms of flush capacity. We currently use a product called the Niagara Stealth, which is a 0.8 gallon flush. And we use it for a number of reasons, but primarily one, we think that it's very reliable, and the capacity obviously is 0.8 gallons per flush, which is significantly below the standard. And secondly, it was designed for this sort of, retrofit or replacement application where the footprint of the toilet generally covers up the old footprint of the toilet. So there's a number of reasons why we use it, but that's kind of the history of toilets, if you will.
Okay. And Suyin, you had mentioned that you had originally had some skepticism as far as would it really flush with that little amount of water, so much so that you went out and looked at a property that had been done by EconServe and checked it out. What did you find?
I was completely wrong. And I stood corrected. I had an experience years ago to where it was a little frustrating. However, that was, I don't even remember how far back, Paul, that was. But I am very pleased with the results. I think that the high efficiency toilets and shower heads and aerators and the products have changed and improved so much that I find it 100% beneficial.
That's great.
I think we need to start moving to our sinks and, you know, do what the restaurants do is put your hand underneath it and our sink water, you know, will activate and move your hand away and it'll turn off. Will we ever get to that point, or is that a little bit of a costly investment at this time?
I would imagine, Taylor, that's somewhat costlier than a typical manual faucet.
It is. It's a great point. I definitely think we're moving that direction in just terms of technology as we incorporate it in our housing, in the housing market, where we're taking some of these, a commercial application and trying to bring it into the residential world. I mean, I definitely think we're headed that way. Right now, it's just a little pricey, but certainly it's there. I mean, this is kind of on a side, but you notice in airports and things, you ladies wouldn't notice this, but as men, you would notice that, urinals have gone, waterless. And so generally speaking, we see a real strong move in the commercial market, then it sort of easily, and then it transitions into the residential. So I think those improvements are probably coming. I just think they're just not quite here yet.
All right, great. We've got to take a break again, so we will be back with our final segment in just a few minutes. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
And we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. Taylor, I know you've got to move on to a meeting, but I just wanted to ask you if somebody wanted to get in touch with eConserve. You mentioned that you do a free, no-cost analysis, so I don't see why anybody would not want to find out if their property is wasting water and try and quantify how much they can save. How would they get in touch with your company?
Obviously, you can give us a call at 713-662-3220, or you're welcome to drop us an email at info@econservellc.com. Those are two great ways to get a hold of us. We'd be happy to get in touch base with you.
That's great. Well, thanks for joining us, and I know you have to go. So,
yes, thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. So during the break, we were talking a little bit about landscaping and the need for water, obviously, in Texas. Darlene, you had some thoughts that I think are very important for our listeners to hear.
Well, I'm sure Sue Ann will agree with me. Both of us coming from the same school of thought, and landscaping means so much to us. But I've actually in the past had to fight owners to spend money on mulch. And mulch is a great way to conserve your water bill, to conserve the aesthetics of the plants. Also, it's important to know the topography of your area where you intend to build or where you plan to acquire. And there might be a need for an upgrade to look for plants that are more drought tolerant, that to have more coverage. I think that's huge way to save on your irrigation bill. Sue Ann?
I totally agree. Very important. And certainly metering your sprinklers. And Paul, you and I have worked on that in the past. Mm-hmm. So I agree.
Yep.
Great
yeah.
points, Darlene.
And one of our show sponsors, WaterLogic, specializes in that. And they'll be on a future show to discuss it. Sue Ann, tell us a little bit about DayRise.
DayRise is in its eighth year. The company was formed in, obviously 8 years ago, 7 years ago. We currently own and manage 18,000 units in our portfolio that we own, and we manage 3,500 units for a local developer. Very fortunate to have that. So we're nearing 21,000 units. We're primarily in the Dallas market, Austin, Birmingham, and Atlanta. We've got a few other outlying markets, but those are our primary markets that we're in.
That's great. And you're actively in the process of adding more to your portfolio.
Absolutely. My partners in DayRise have our parent company, InterCapital, and they are out chasing deals every day.
Yeah. And we kind of were laughing a little bit before we got on the air, but you and Darlene seem to have a history together. You've known each other for a couple of years, right?
A long time. I am a huge fan of Darlene. We work together. And
she's a mentor of mine. Just, you know, this lady's reputation just surpasses her. You know, she's legendary in the Houston Apartment Association. And I dare to come across someone that does not admire Sue Ann Tinsley.
Oh, thank you, Darlene. That is so sweet. I love you, too.
All right. We are so happy that everybody, you and Sue Ann and Darlene joined us, as well as Taylor by phone, to talk about why water conservation is so very important to the multifamily properties. And if you have any questions that you would like to shoot to us about that, please feel free to do so through our website, multifamilyradio.com. You can also go there to look at any of our archive shows. And to reach our sponsors, you can go to the sponsor page. You'll see their logos. You can click on the logos, and it'll take you directly to their websites. We will be back next Friday at 10 a.m. and every Friday at 10 a.m. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.